Or say if a woman has looked after three children until after they're grown up, you'd say that she has
raised them.
Or talking to a little boy who's been misbehaving, you might say, well, now, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
whipping.
Was there anything else you might use there?
Well, I don't believe I ever heard anything else. Give him a whipping or a spanking or a thrashing.
Right. Is there any difference? Like, is one worse than the other one?
No, no.
All about the same.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a child that's born to an unmarried woman? What have you heard him called?
Well, they call him illegitimate or a bastard young.
Yes, sir. Okay. You ever heard him called a woods colt?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who would be likely to say that?
Well, generally the older people would say that.
Would call him a
woods colt.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Now, say if my brother has a son, his son would be my
nephew.
Sure. And if my mother had a sister, that sister would be
your aunt.
Yes, sir. What about a child who's born to a child, both of his parents have died?
Yeah.
You'd say he's
an orphan.
Yes, sir. And the person who's appointed to look after him, he would be the
guardian.
Yes, sir. What about if your house is full of people like your cousins and aunts and uncles and people like that?
Yeah.
You say you got a house full of
kin folks.
Right. Or say if I'm telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you.
Yeah.
Maybe even has the same last name.
Yeah.
You might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no
kin to him.
Yes, sir. What about a man who comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before?
Yeah.
You call him a
stranger.
Right. Well, what about somebody from another country?
Be a foreigner.
Right. Have you ever heard people around here call a person a foreigner even though he's not from another country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How would they use that? How far away would he have to come from before you call him that?
Oh, three or four states away, I imagine.
You just call him a
foreigner.
Right. Okay, I'll ask you a few more and then we'll stop.
Okay.
A few first names just for pronunciation, like a woman's name, first name that begins with the letter M.
Yeah.
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Yeah.
Would be.
Well, don't we even know how to answer that one.
Well, her first name was just began with the letter M.
Yeah.
The mother of Jesus was.
Oh, Mary.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't understand it.
Just wanted to get you to say that name. And the name of George Washington's wife, that was
Martha.
Yes, sir. Have you ever heard that old song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines"?
Yeah.
You remember what the girl's name was?
No, I don't.
Begins with.
"Wait till the sun shines," Nelly.
Right. Okay. What about a boy's name that begins with a B? Might call him Bill, or sometimes you call a male goat a
Billy.
Sure. And a man's name that begins with M, Matt, might be short for
Matthew.
Yes, sir. And a woman's name that begins with an S, the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah.
Yes, sir. Have you ever heard people around here use the word, he's a jackleg something or another?
Yeah, a carpenter.
Uh-huh. You just call him?
Jackleg mechanic. Yeah.
Ever heard people refer to a preacher that way?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
What does that mean if he's a jackleg?
Means he's not too good at it.
Not too good?
Yeah.
Ever heard people say shade tree mechanic?
Oh, yeah.